Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours Main News. We take a look at the stories making headlines. Cyber security tops a concern in Zambia's banking sector, says PwC report. Mpika MP suspended for 14 days over contempt of parliament. And thousands of Palestinians flee as Israeli troops push into Gaza City.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the main news in detail, my name is Michael Chilwan. The 2025 Annual Banking Industry Survey has revealed that cybersecurity has emerged as the leading concern in Zambia's financial sector, driven by increasing digitization of banking services and integration with mobile network operators, payment gateways, and utility providers. The survey conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers PwC Zambia was launched today in Lusaka. Speaking at the event, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia described cybersecurity as a serious threat requiring vigilance and cooperation among all stakeholders. He said the risks are real and cannot be overlooked. Dr. Kalyalia also clarified that the International Monetary Fund IMF's recent approval of a three-month extension of the Extended Credit Facility Program was meant to create space for technical evaluation, stressing that a formal application for a longer extension is still underway.
It has to be evaluated fully how it has performed. Now, you can't perform that evaluation when the program has ended. There is no mechanism. So this is a technical extension just to be able to do the evaluation. So that's the 3 months that has been added to the program. So that was information, as you know, comes with a lag. So the information that will be for end October only become available beyond October.
And the PwC country senior partner Andrew Chuwe says the findings confirm that cybersecurity remains a present and growing risk driven by advances in technology.
And on one hand, the expectation is that the sophistication of cyber risk is actually being elevated significantly. 79% of the respondents citing AI as one of the key drivers for enhanced cyber risk. Same AI which you are using to defend is the same AI, if not even more superior, that is being used to attack your infrastructure. Okay? So.
Meanwhile, Bankers Association of Zambia Chairperson Luwani Chivesakunda noted that the survey provides vital data driven insights into the sector's challenges, trends, and strategic priorities,
which the report identifies as the number one challenge affecting banks. We will not relent, though, in terms of being able to curb this. So in as much as banks have also invested in artificial intelligence and other technologies to protect the banking sector, we have noted the increase in cyber attacks across all channels. As banks as well continue to innovate and digitize and integrate their payment systems, the threat levels from identified thefts, phishing, ransomware, malware, and insider threats have also been on the increase, and frauds and cybersecurity continue to be a major pain point for banks.
Speaker Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga has been suspended from Parliament for 14 days after being found guilty of contempt of the House. Delivering the ruling, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, said the charge stemmed from an article published in a named newspaper under the headline, "Stand as MP to Debate Freely," Kapyanga tells Moti. She explained that the remarks were disrespectful and impugned the character and impartiality of the office of the Speaker in the discharge of its duties. Ms. Moti further noted that the statement not only brought disrepute to the Speaker's office, but also to the entire House. The suspension takes effect from today, 17th September 2025, to 30th September 2025.
In accordance with Section 28, 3 of the National Assembly's Powers and Privileges Act, during the period of your suspension, you shall not, 1, enter the premises of the Assembly, and this extends to the National Assembly Motel. 2, you shall not participate in any activity of the Assembly or any committee that you are assigned to in your capacity as a Member of Parliament. And 3, you shall not be paid the salary or allowance that you are entitled to as a member.
Chama Central Member of Parliament Yotam Mutahachalo has raised concern over the critical shortage of skilled health personnel in facilities across his constituency. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mutahachalo explained that although many job seekers initially target rural areas for employment, they often relocate to urban centers once they secure positions in search of better opportunities and improved living conditions. He said this trend has left rural communities facing severe shortages of healthcare professionals, compromising access to essential health services. Mr. Mutahachalo further noted that the lack of health workers not only undermines immediate health care delivery, but also presents long-term challenges to the well-being of people in underserved areas.
However, the only challenge we are having at the moment, it is a shortage of manpower. I think this behavior, where we want to use the rural areas as a pay point to just get employment and then some few months later get transferred, come back to urban areas, I think is totally unacceptable. That is bringing a lot of problems for our people in rural areas. It's creating a lot of shortages in terms of manpower levels. Because people come, get employed in Chama, 3-4 months down the road, they are back to Lusaka, they are back to the Copper Belt. I think that must come to an end.
Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into the case of assault occasioning actual bodily harm reported by a Member of Parliament for Mambilima constituency, Jane Chisenga. According to Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga, Emmasdale Police Station through Manda Hill Police Post received the report on September 15, 2025 at 14 hours. Ms. Chisenga, aged 36, of Chalala, Lusaka, reported that she was assaulted on September 12, 2025 at the National Assembly of Zambia restaurant. Mr. Hamonga says the complainant had an altercation with a suspect, during which she was slapped and sustained pain on the left side of her face and was later issued with a medical report. Mr. Hamonga confirmed that although the lawmaker has stated she can identify the suspect if seen, no arrest has been made so far.
The police station through Manda Hill Police Force on the 15th of September 2025 at 14 hours received a report of assault occasioning actual bodily harm from Honorable Ngandu Jim Chisenga, 836 of Chalala, Lusaka, a Member of Parliament for Mambilima constituency. The complainant reported that she was assaulted by a person she is able to identify if seen. The incident occurred on the 12th of September 2025 at National Assembly of Zambia restaurant. Brief facts of the matter are that on the said date and venue, the complainant had an altercation with the suspect, which resulted in her being slapped. In the process, she sustained pain on the left side of her face. A medical report has since been issued.
And now, business news. Business news.
Fisheries and Livestock Minister Engineer Peter Kapala has welcomed Cabinet's approval of the Animal Health Regulations 2025, saying the move will create a comprehensive legal framework to allow private laboratories to participate.